Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Lamed Beis, and we are starting a little bit into the Amud with the brand new Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored Leila Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar, Bas Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah, and Leila Nishmas, Mars Fredichai, Bela, Bas Yitzchak Svi, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Matzah Berefes, let's say he found an animal in a Refes, which is a barn, ain't Chayav Ba, he's not Chayav to deal with it. And the Gemara's going to explain what exactly we're talking about. However, Bershus Rabim, he finds an animal in Shus Rabim, Chayav Ba, he's Chayav to deal with it. Let's say this lost item was in the Beis HaKvaris, and this fellow is a Kayin, Loy Tamil. He shouldn't become Tamei in order to return the lost object because he's a Kain. He's not allowed to become Tamei. And Im Amar Le'Aviv, let's say this Kain's father told him, Hitama, you must go into the Beis HaKvaris and become Tamei in order to deal with the lost object. Aish Amar Le'Aviv, or this guy's father told him, Al Tachzir, don't return the lost object. You have this item right in front of you and you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hashava, and the father says, don't do it. Lo Yishma Le'Aviv, don't listen to him. The mission continues, now talking about something which we had mentioned yesterday. Park Vatan. Let's say he helped unload his fellow's donkey and then load it. Afila Abraham Chamisha Pa'amim, even if he's going to have to do this 4 or 5 times, Chayv, he's still responsible to do it. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Azav Tazav. However, Halach V'Yashav Lai, let's say if the owner walks away and he sits down, V'Amar, and he says, Hayal V'Alecha Mitzvah, since you have this mitzvah in the Torah to help me, Imritzan Chalafraik Praik. If you want to help unload, then you should unload, but I'm not going to help you. So Pater, in this case, he's Pater, and he doesn't have to help the owner. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Imai, with him. As the pasuk says, Azav Tazav Imai. And therefore, if the owner is Dafka not helping, waiting for the other guy to do everything, so then the other guy does not have to help him. However, if the owner is old or he's sick and he's unable to unload his donkey, chayiv, so then the other guy is chayiv to help, even though the owner's not doing anything. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah continues, mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrik avoloi litoin. It's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to unload a donkey, which is crouching under its burden, which is too heavy for it, but not to load up a donkey. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, af litoin, it's a mitzvah even to load it up. And Rabbi Yisrael Gleimer, he tells us, imhaya al of Yasser al-Masai, the donkey had too much on its back. It was overloaded, so ein zakuk loy. Then a fellow who comes along does not have to help unload it. Shemar Kaza Pasuk says, Tachas Masai, if it's crouching underneath its burden. And what do we learn from here? Masai Shiachalamid Bai. It has to be that the burden was fitting for this donkey and it's crouching underneath it nonetheless. Maybe it needs to be readjusted or shifted. So then you have to help unload it and reload it. But if the burden was too much for it in the first place, so then a person walking by doesn't have to help. I think Mars can explain what exactly the Machalikis is. And I'll begin by discussing the first case of the Mishnah. Amar Rava Rava says, Refas Sha'amru, this barn that we're talking about, that if a person finds an animal in the barn, he doesn't have to deal with it because it's not an aveda. That's referring to a barn that's eina mat'eh. It doesn't cause the animal to go astray. For example, there's food in the barn, and that's why the animal would want to stay in there. However, eina mishameres, the animal is not guarded in here. For example, the door's open, and if the animal wants to, it could walk out. Now, how do we know this? Eina mat'eh, we know that it's not a barn which is going to cause the animal to go astray, because the Mishnah says, eini chayv ba, that a fellow who walks by the barn is not chayv to deal with the animal, and so it must be that the animal is not considered an aveda. Whereas if it was mat'eh, if it was a type of barn that would push the animal out, for example, if there was no food in there, then you would be chayv to deal with it because that would be considered an aveda. However, v'inam shameres, how do we know the Mishnah is also talking about that the animal's not guarded in the barn? That's because Mishnah had to say that you don't have to deal with this animal. If you want to say the animal is guarded in there, if a person found an animal outside a barn, he would definitely be allowed to bring it inside the barn. If you find an animal inside a barn, would we have to say that you don't have to deal with it? Of course you don't have to deal with it. The Mishnah doesn't even have to say that. El Shema Amino must be from the fact that the Mishnah says that if you see the animal inside the barn, don't worry, you don't have to do anything. In Mishameris, it means that it's in the barn, but it's not guarded there and could walk out if it wants to. Shema Amino, that's a raya. And continuing on, the Mishnah said, Matzah Berefes Einei Chayiv, if the animal is found in the barn, so the fellow is not chayiv to deal with it. And Amar Yitzchak Yitzchak says, V'husha Medes Toich HaTchum, that's only if the barn is within the Tchum, meaning it's within 2,000 amos of the city. Now, Machal means that we can infer from there the Rishus Rabim, that if it was found in the Rishus Rabim, which is the next part of the Mishnah, V'fil B'saych HaTchum Nami Chayiv, that even if it was within the Tchum, it was within 2,000 amos of the city, since it was found in the Rishus Rabim, he'd be chayiv to return it. Now, Eid Maslah Seifa, some say this was taught on the Seifa, meaning on the next part of the Mishnah, Rishus Rabim Chayiv Ba. That's what the Mishnah says, that if it was found in the Rishus Rabim, he's chayiv to deal with it. And Amar Yitzchak said, V'hushay Medes Chazot Tchum, that's only if this Rishus Rabim was outside the Tchum. Now, Machal then implies the Berefes, that if he finds it in a barn, Afil Medes Chazot Tchum Nami, even if this barn is outside the Tchum, Einoi Chayiv Ba, he's not chayiv to deal with it. And continuing, we had said, Basic Kvaris Lo Yitmala, if a Kohen sees an item in the Basic Kvaris, he should not become Tamei to it. And even if the Kohen's father tells him, no, you better go into the Basic Kvaris and become Tamei and return it, he doesn't have to listen to his father. As the Gemara continues explaining this, Tanar Banu Vibrasa, Minayin Sheim Amr Loi Aviv Yitama, how do you know that if his father told him, go become Tamei, Aisha Amr Loi, if his father told him, Al Tachzir, don't return the item, Shle Yishma Loi, that he doesn't listen to his father, Shanamar, because the Pazak says, Ish Imwe Ba'av Tiro, Vashab Sai Sayyid Shmai Rani Hashem, a man should fear his mother and father, and he shall guard my Shabbat Sais. I am Hashem. What do we learn from here? Kulchem Chayim B'chvaydi, all of your chayv in my kavod. In other words, right after it says that he has to fear his father and mother, it says that you have to guard my Shabbosos. And we know that everyone has to keep Shabbos, including his fellow's father and mother. So we learn from here that if his father tells him to go against something Hashem tells him not to do, he doesn't have to listen to his father and he listens to Hashem. The Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Taima, because Rechman Hashem says Tishmayru. It seems to me that you're saying that the only reason why he doesn't have to listen to his father is because the pasuk says you have to guard my Shabbosos and everyone has to keep Shabbos, which means he listens to Hashem and not to his father. But it's mashma that halav hachi, if the Torah wouldn't have written that, havamina would think tzaisolei that he should listen to his father and he should become tamei. Well, vamai, why would that be? Hayase v'lois asei v'asei. This is a case of an asei up against a lois asei and asei. The asei is listen to your father, and the lois asei and asei is a kayin is not allowed to become tamei, and he has an asei of kedeshim to you, be holy and don't become tamei. And as we had a few daf ago, v'loy asei asei v'dachis lois asei v'asei, and the asei of listening to his father can't push away the lois asei and asei that he's not allowed to become tamei. So even without this pasuk, we would know that he shouldn't be listening to his father. The Gemara says no, it's still necessary, because Saktat Chamina would have thought, since we have a comparison of kibud av ha'em to the kavod of Hashem, Shemar Khan says over here, kavodes avicha v'simecha, respect your father and mother, v'nemar alon, and says over there, kavodes Hashem ha'inecha, respect or honor Hashem with your money, helkoch, therefore I might have thought, letzayisle, that a person should listen to his father when he says, go become tameh, or don't return the object, k'mashma, the chedesh is, deloy l'shmale, then we have this other pasuk, Hashem says it to Shmairu, that tells us not to listen to the father. And we can explain the Mishnah, mitzvah minatayra lifrek, avaloy litoin, it's a mitzvah minatayra to unload an overloaded animal, but not to help load it up. As for my avaloy litoin, what does that mean that there's no mitzvah to load an animal? Elaim, if I want to say avaloy litoin klal, that there's no mitzvah whatsoever to help a person load his animal, well, then Mishnah prika dechsiv, azev tazev imai, what's the difference that the Torah, in regards to unloading, says very clearly, azev tazev, to inanami, even in regards to loading an animal? Huk save the pasuk says, hakim take imai. So the pasuk tells us very clearly that you do have to help load an animal. What's the Mishnah saying? That there's no mitzvah to load an animal. So our answer is Ella, rather, what does it mean? Mitzvah minatayra lifrik bechinam v'loy litayin bechinam. Ella b'schar. The Mishnah means that there's a mitzvah minatayra to unload a person's overloaded animal for free, but you do not have to help load his animal for free, and you are allowed to charge him for helping him load it. Even though the Torah says you have to help him load it, you can still charge him. Now Rav Shimon says, af litayin bechinam, you even have to help him load his animal for free. And Tanino hadetar rabbanon, it seems to be that we just taught in a Mishnah what's taught in a Braisa. What does the Braisa say? Prika b'chinam t'ina b'schar. Unloading an animal has to be done for free, but helping a fellow load his animal, one can charge for that. Rav Shimon says, zuv zu b'chinam, both of them have to be done for free. Now, ma'atamayad Rabbanon, what's the reason of Rabbanon? That's because the Isak Datach Rav Shimon, if you want to say they hold like Rav Shimon, that one would have to load for free as well, well, lech d'rechmana t'ina v'loy by prika. All the Torah should write is that you have to load an animal, and it doesn't even have to say to unload an animal. V'ana amina, and I would be able to deduce this logically, and I wouldn't have to have a pasuk for it. And I would say as follows, just like when we're dealing with loading an animal, there's no tsar balichayim because the animal is just standing there without any packages on its back, and v'leka chasren kis, there's no loss of money to the owner. Chayiv, you have this responsibility to help the fellow load for free. Prika de isba tsar balichayim v'chasren kis, when we're dealing with unloading an overloaded animal, that there is tsar balichayim because it's sitting there with packages on its back and it's overloaded and it's in pain, and there's also a loss of money because the animal can get permanently damaged due to this extra heavy load that's on its back. Like all shekin, wouldn't you for sure have to unload it for free? So then why does the Torah tell us that you have to help load it and unload it? It seems to be extraneous. And the answer is, I'm going to tell you, unloading has to be done for free, but loading one can charge for. Now, Rav Shimon, my time up, what would Rav Shimon answer to that? Why does he say that both loading and unloading is done for free? That's Mishnah Dolam Yisam Mikrai, because the pasuk is not conclusive, and it could be that both psukim are talking about the same thing. And it could be that both psukim are talking about te'ino, loading the animal, and lav dafka, there's a pasuk that's talking about unloading the animal. Now, for Rabbanan, they would respond to that as follows, why are the psukim not conclusive? Over here, in regards to unloading the animal, it says it's crouching underneath its burden. Mashma that it has a burden on it that needs unloading. Whereas Hasam Ksiv, over there, in regards to reloading the animal, it says noiflim badarech, falling along the way. And what does that mean? The ramu inu tunai b'urcha mashma, this is mashma that it and its load are strewn across the road and he needs help loading. So the psukim actually are conclusive according to the Rabbanan. One's clearly talking about unloading it, and one's talking about reloading it. Whereas Rav Shimon, he would answer that no, noiflim badarech inu tunayu ilavayu mashma. When it says falling along the way, it still could be mashma that the animal fell down, but its packages are still on its back and it needs help unloading. So that's what Rav Shimon says, that the psukim are not conclusive. Now, moreover, Rava says as follows, lamed beis on beis on top, midivre shneim nilmad, based off of both Rabbanon and Rav Shimon, we learn, tsar balichayim doi raisa, that the din of tsar balichayim, that you have to help ease the pain and discomfort of an animal, that's the oiraisa. According to Rabbanon, it's obvious, that's because they hold one of the psukim Pesukim is talking about Prika, unloading the animal, and that's due to Tzar Balei Chaim, Tzar Bidai Raisa, and Valfir Reb Shimon LeKa'amar, and even Reb Shimon himself only said this, El Mishim Dolei Misayim Ekrai. It's just because the Pesukim themselves are not conclusive, and it's possible to say that both Pesukim are talking about Te'ino loading the animal, Avol Misayim Ekrai, but theoretically, if the Pesukim were conclusive, then Darshin and Kal V'Chaimer, Reb Shimon would agree that we do Darshin and Kal V'Chaimer, and that we technically would be able to learn one from the other. And Mishum Mai, what would the Kal V'Chaimer be? Meaning, how would we be able to learn one from the other? Lav Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim Darshinon? Wouldn't it be a drasha based off of Tzar Balei Chaim, just like the Rabbanon had learned? That if Te'ina is a Chiyuv, which is loading the animal, and there's no Tzar Balei Chaim there, so for sure Prika, unloading the animal, which is a help of Tzar Balei Chaim, one would be Chayiv. So Rav is suggesting that we see, even according to Reb Shimon, that theoretically, if the Pesukim would be conclusive, we would have this Kal V'Chaimer, and that shows us very clearly that Tzar Balei Chaim is Dai Raisa. So Gemara says that's not a Raya. Maybe the whole Kal V'Chaimer would be based off of the fact that the fellow could be losing money. And this could be the Kal V'Chaimer. Just like there's a chiv to load the animal, and over there there's no loss of money. Chayiv, you're still chayiv. Prika, the isba chasrin kis, in regards to unloading the animal, where there is a loss of money, if you don't unload it quickly enough, like kol shekain, wouldn't we say for sure that there's a chiv to unload it? The Rav doesn't have right. The Reb Shimon holds that Tzar Balei Chaim is Dai Raisa. The Gemara's hold on a second. Utina inba chasrin kis, there's no loss of money, even in regards to loading it. Mila haskinin, can't we be talking about da'ad hachi v'hachi? Then in the meantime, meaning all the time that it takes for him to load the donkey, batal mishuke, he's now not able to go to the marketplace to sell his wares. Inami alternatively, also ganavim shakli komad ekabadei. Maybe ganavim are going to come and take whatever he has, and therefore we actually could say that there is chaser and kiss when we're dealing with te'ina. Therefore, it cannot be that that's where the Kal V'Chaimer would be coming from. It must be that the Kal V'Chaimer for Reb Shimon would be coming from the same place that it comes from in the Rabbanon, which is Tzar Balei Chaim. Once again, Rava seems to have a proof that even Reb Shimon would hold that Tzar Balei Chaim is Dairaisa. And the Gemara continues to say that you should know that Tzar Balei Chaim Dairaisa, that Tzar Balei Chaim is Dairaisa. The Ketanei Seifa, because the Seifa of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosei Gilui Yomer, Rabbi Yosei Gilui says, Im Hayol of Yasra Al-Masai, if the donkey had more than the norm on its back, in Zaka Kolosin, you don't have to help. Shalemer, because the Pasuk says, Tachas Masai, that it's crouching beneath its load. And this tells us, Masai Sheikh Alamid Bai, that it has to be a burden that it's able to withstand, but not too much of a burden. Now, Lav Mechlad, Tanakama Savar, can't we infer from here that Tanakama holds Zaka Kloy, that you are chayv to help out, even though this load that was put on the donkey's back was too much for it? In my time, why would that be? Lav Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim Dairaisa? Wouldn't it be because Tzar Balei Chaim Dairaisa? And we have a good raya? However, we say, no, that's not a raya. Dilma B'Tachas Masai Pligi. Maybe the whole machlokes is how to understand the words Tachas Masai. Rabbi Yesi said, Rabbi Yesi holds Darshin and Tachas Masai, Masai Sheikh Halamud Bai. That these words mean that you're only chayv to help if it's a load that the donkey was able to withstand. Rabban Savi, where's the Rabban? The Tanakama holds, Loi Darshin and Tachas Masai, we simply don't Darshin that, and therefore you would have to help, even though the load is too much, and not necessarily because Tzar Balei Chaim is Dairaisa. And we continue, Tay, that you should know that Tzar Balei Chaim loved Dairaisa. Actually, Tzar Balei Chaim is not Dairaisa. Diktani Reisha, because earlier on in the Mishnah it said, Halach V'yashav Loi, if the owner walked away and sat down, V'amr Loi, and he told the fellow who was passing by, Hoyle V'alecha Mitzvah Lifreik, since it's your mitzvah that you have to help unload my donkey, Preik, so you go do it. Putter, in that case, the passerby is Putter. Shnemar Kazal Pasuk says, Imai, he has to do it with him together. Now, if you want to say Tzar Balei Chaim Dairaisa, Mal Isay Lamari Bahadei, Umali Kilesay Lamari Bahadei, who cares if the owner's there, if the owner's not there, if he wants to help or if he doesn't want to help, the passerby should always have to help because Tzar Balei Chaim is Dairaisa. And since the Mishnah says that he doesn't have to help, if the owner's not helping, it must be that Tzar Balei Chaim is not Dairaisa. So Gemara says, no, Lo Ilam Tzar Balei Chaim Dairaisa. Really, Tzar Balei Chaim is Dairaisa. And Misar is Potter Potter Lagamri? Do you really think that when the Mishnah says that the passerby is Potter, it means that he's Potter Lagamri, he doesn't have to help at all? Vidal Potter Bechinom. Maybe it means that he's Potter from helping for free, Vachai Beschar. But he's Chayv to help and he's allowed to get paid for that. Achigam Rachmanin, this is what the Torah is saying. Ki Islamari Bahadei, if the owner is there and he's helping, Avad Gabe Bechinom, so then the passerby has to help for free. Vachilas Lamari Bahadei, if the owner's not there and he's not helping, Avad Gabe Beschar, so then the passerby still would have to help, but he's allowed to charge for that. Ula Alam Tzar Balei Chaim Dairaisa. And really, Tzar Balei Chaim Dairaisa. Now we continue talking about Tzar Balei Chaim being Dairaisa, and in parentheses we have a simen for the upcoming proofs. It's a simen, Behemas, Behemas, Oyev, Sinai, and Ravson. So we begin, Limisayele. Let's say we have a raya, Behemas, Oyev, Kachavim, Metapelbok, Behemas Yisrael. One has to deal with the overloaded animal of a non Jew, just like the overloaded animal of a Jew. Now, Ian, Rishlam, Tzar Balei Chaim Dairaisa. If you want to say Tzar Balei Chaim Dairaisa, Mishom Hachim, Metapelbok, Behemas Yisrael. That's how we have to deal with the animal of a non Jew, just like the animal of a Jew. Because I don't care what type of an animal it is, Tzar Balei Chaim Dairaisa. Eliam, Tzar Balei Chaim, love Dairaisa. But if you want to say that Tzar Balei Chaim is not Dairaisa, I'm Metapelbok, like a behemoth Israel. Why does one have to help a non-Jewish animal the same way he'd be helping a Jewish animal? So the Gemara answers, that's not a raya. Hazam Yishum Eva. It's because of hatred. Wouldn't want a non-Jew to hate a Yid who walks by him and thumbs his nose in the air at him, not helping him out. And therefore, it actually could be that Tzar Bala Chaim is not the raya. And Hachanam and Stav, it's actually logical to say that. Diktani, because the Braisa says, Im Haisa Tuuna Yayin Aser, if the donkey is carrying Yayin Nesech, which is Aser, Ein Zaka Gla, so he doesn't have to help. Now, Yam Bishlemo, Lav the raya. If you want to say that Tzar Bala Chaim is not the raya, Mishum Hachi Ein Zaka Gla. That's why the person wouldn't have to help. El Yamar the raya. But if you want to say that Tzar Bala Chaim is the raya, Amay Ein Zaka Gla, why doesn't he have to help? So it must be that Tzar Bala Chaim is not the raya. However, once again, we flip back and say that that's not necessarily a raya. Hachi Kamer could be that this was being said, Ula Hat Ino Yayin Aser Ein Zaka Gla. In order to help the non-Jew reload Aser wine, that you don't have to do. But in regards to unloading, it's very possible that you would have to help him no matter what, as it wouldn't have ride from here. So we continue, Tashma, and here's the second behemas. Behemas Avi Kachavim Umasu Yisrael. You have the animal of a non-Jew, but the load on top of the animal is owned by a Yid. The pasuk says, V'chadalta. Now literally the word V'chadalta means, and you shall refrain. And even though the context of the pasuk is saying that you shall not refrain, we understand this to mean that sometimes a person is allowed to refrain and doesn't have to help. So over here in this case, we apply the pasuk of V'chadalta, that you don't have to help, you could refrain from helping because the animal of a non-Jew. Now, if you want to say Tzar Balachem is Dairaiso, Amai V'chadalta. Why would we apply the pasuk of V'chadalta? Ozev Tazem V'Balei. We should apply the opposite pasuk that you should definitely help him because of Tzar Balachem. So it must be that Tzar Balachem is not Dairaiso. The Gemara says that's not a raya. Loim Tzar Balachem Dairaiso. That really we could say that Tzar Balachem is Dairaiso. And Hasam B'Te'ino. Over there, we're talking about helping him load the donkey, not unload it. And there's no Tzar Balachem by Te'ino. And so that's why he doesn't have to help. Ask him, if that's so, Ema Seifa. What about the Seifa of the Braiso? What does the Seifa say? Behemas Yisrael Masu Evi Kachavim. Here we have a Jewishly owned animal, but the load is non-Jewish. Ozev Tazev, you have to help out. Now, if we're talking about loading the animal, Amai Ozev Tazev, why do you have to help out? It's a non-Jewish load. And so we say that's not a question. Mishum Tzar Yisrael, because the Tzar, the anguish and the pain and the distress of the Yid, even though it's not his load, it's his donkey, and he has Tzar just watching his donkey not being loaded, and he needs help loading it. Again, even though the cargo that's going on the animal is not Jewish, it's owned by a guy. Asking Mari Yachi, if that's so, Afilu Reishanami. We should say the same by the Reisha as well, where the donkey is owned by a non-Jew, but the load is owned by a Jew, and so why not say that you have to help out because the cargo is owned by a Yid? So the answer is no. Reisha b'chamer avi kachavim, seifa b'chamer Yisrael. The Reisha is talking about that not only is the donkey owned by a non-Jew, but the donkey driver, the guy who needs help with the load, is also a non-Jew. Whereas the seifa is talking about where the donkey is owned by a Jew and the donkey driver as well as a Jew, and that's why you only have to help out in the seifa and not in the Reisha. Ask where am I pasakta? What is it conclusive that every time you have a donkey owned by a non-Jew, the donkey driver is a non-Jew, and anytime you have a donkey owned by a Jew, the donkey driver is a Jew? How are we able to say that definitively? So my answer is that yes, Stamma Demilsa Inish Basr Chamari Azil. The basic and general understanding is that a person is going to go after his donkey, and therefore a non-Jewish donkey will have a non-Jewish donkey driver, and a Jewish donkey will have a Jewish donkey driver. However, now we ask a more fundamental question. How could we say this Braisa is talking about loading an animal? Vaha, v'chadalta, v'azav tazav, b'perikahu d'chsivi. These psukim that we've been quoting in this Braisa, v'chadalta, and your latter refrain, azav tazav, and you have to help out, those have to do with perika, unloading a donkey, not loading it. So Amalehi responded, Hamani Rabbi Yisai Glili, he, this is going like Rabbi Yisai Glili, the Amaru holds, Tzar Bala Chaim, Lav Doi Raisa. So continue with another attempted Raya, Tashma, Oyev Lifreik Vesani Litoin. A fellow encounters an Oyev of his, meaning his friend, and he needs help unloading his donkey, and he encounters a Saini, an enemy of his, and he needs help loading his donkey. Mitzvah Besaini, it's a mitzvah for him to help load the donkey of his enemy, Kedei Lach Vesyitzroi, in order to overcome his Yitzer and to work on his Midas. Now, if you hold Tzar Bala Chaim Doi Raisa, Adifleisen, it's more preferred to go with his ayiv, his friend, because he has to help unload the donkey in order to take care of the Tzar Bala Chaim issue. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Afilu hachi de'loch of his yitzer adif, it's very possible that Tzar Bala Chaim is the raya, but still it's better for him to go with his sinei and help him load his donkey, because overcoming one's yitzer is much better. So we continue with more attempted rayas. Tashma, sinei sha'amru, the sinei that's being spoken about, and we understand that this is talking about the sinei of the pasuk. We have a pasuk that says, kisera chamar sin acha revitz tachas masoi, when you see the donkey of your enemy crouching underneath its burden, so you shall help him out, the pasuk tells us, Saini Yisrael, it's referring to your enemy who's a Yid, V'loisein Ev Kachavim, and not a Saini who's a non-Jew. And Yamar Tzar Bala Chaim Dairaisa, if you want to say that Tzar Bala Chaim Dairaisa, Mali Saini Yisrael, Mali Saini Ev Kachavim, what does it make a difference if this is talking about an enemy who's a Yid or a guy? You should have to help him either which way. And it must be that since this Bryce is telling us that the Saini that we're referring to is only a Saini who's a Yid and not a guy, clearly we see that Tzar Bala Chaim is not Dairaisa. Have a respond, Mi Saris Asaini de Krakai? Do you really think that this Bryce is talking about the Saini of the Pasuk that we just quoted? Asaini de Masisin Kai, it's going on the Saini of the Braisa that we just quoted previously, Ayiv Lifreik V'Saini Litoin, and that's what we're referring to, so we don't have a conclusive proof. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about whether or not Tzar Bala Chaim is Dairaisa. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.